We noticed that a window was broken and we repaired the window. There was a second incident.
It was one break-in too many.
Did you come home to find the premises burglarized?
Yes. My apartment was completely trashed. Everything was taken. My children's clothes, my shoes, every electronic in my house.
So a terrified tenant takes off.
She wanted to be released from her lease.
I'm releasing her. How's that?
Okay.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Aaron Real is suing his former tenant, Lakeisha Williams, for breaking her lease. Lakeisha says the apartment was burglarized, so she had no choice but to leave.
Order. All rise. Case number 262 on the count in the matter of Real versus Williams.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat. You're welcome.
Mr. Real, do you own the premises that you rented to the defendant?
I do not. I own a third-party property management company.
And the management company runs the property?
Correct.
And the property is a multiple dwelling?
It is a duplex, part of 28 units total.
And when did you rent the property to the defendant? On what date?
February 17th, 2014.
And just the defendant was the tenant?
Correct.
How much was the rent?
$550 per month.
So far, all correct?
Yes.
And she signed a one-year lease?
She did.
And on what date was her premises burglarized?
On 8-19, we noticed that a window was broken, and we repaired the window. And on 8-20, there was a second incident that I was notified by Ms. Williams about regarding forced entry into that same back window.
Were any other units burglarized?
The other side of the duplex had a broken window from 8-19.
From 8-19?
Correct.
But not burglarized?
Not to my knowledge.
Now, did Miss Williams pay her rent in February?
Yes.
March?
Yes.
April?
Yes.
May?
Yes.
June?
No, she actually skipped June and she started playing catch up in July.
Yes, go ahead.
My car was broken into in front of the apartment complex. In June, I let him know that my purse and everything was...
Just a second. But it's true, you didn't pay the rent in June, but you were playing catch-up in July.
Yes.
That's a yes. So she's been a responsible tenant.
There's been some delinquency issues with the rent, but yes, for the most part.
Right. For the most part, she's been a responsible tenant. And on what date did Miss Williams vacate the premises?
I don't have keys back yet.
Okay. After your apartment was burglarized, and that would have been on the 20th, correct, of
yes.
August? Did you come home to find the premises burglarized?
Yes.
Tell me what time you got home.
I got home approximately 8:30 a.m.
So you work a night shift?
No, I was out of town with my mom.
For a couple of days?
For overnight.
You got home at 8 a.m. And tell me what you found when you got home.
When I got home, I couldn't open the front door if someone had barricaded it. So I pushed it open. When I opened it, my apartment was completely trashed. Everything was taken from my children's clothes, my shoes, our food out of our refrigerator, every electronic in my house, every pair of gym shoes we had.
And when you say the apartment was trashed, tell me how it was trashed.
They unmounted, like, the TVs off of the walls. They opened all the drawers and took everything. They flipped the mattresses and took the sheets and everything. They dumped the laundry out the baskets and took the baskets. They opened the refrigerator. The refrigerator was still open.
After August 20th, did you ever sleep in the apartment again?
I did. I had nowhere else to go.
Until when?
Until September 30th, when I moved out into a new apartment.
And you rectified all the... things, you put the bed right side up, and you lived there with your children?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any bleach poured on anything?
No. It was bleach on the carpet when I moved there, which Mr. Real knew about because I told him that. I showed him that.
Fine. Now, what you want from her is the rest of the rent for when she moved out and broke her lease, right?
Correct.
When did she tell you she was moving?
She told me in...
Just be careful. On what date did she tell you? Did she tell you immediately after the burglary that she was moving?
She wanted to be released from her lease.
Correct. And I would have wanted to be released from my lease, too. So she gave you notice?
Yeah, she asked me if she could be released from her lease, and I gave her an option to try so that I could...
What kind release. Of option to try?
In our city, if you are the victim of a crime, the prosecutor's office will contact the landlord and request that you be released from the lease. I asked her to contact the prosecutor's office to get that so that I know she's being proactive so that I can release her based on that.
I'm releasing her. How's that?
Okay.
Great. I would not like to live in an apartment that has been burglarized and attempted to be burglarized the day before, because that's what you told me. So if I say I want to be released from my lease, unless you're prepared to extend more security than clearly you have done with regard to these premises, I would start looking for a new tenant. And she stayed till the end of September. She gave you 30 days. That's all I'm going to give you. Now, you want to show me pictures, Mr. Real, of what you think the damage was that Miss Williams caused to the premises? Because I really don't like something that you just said to me. You said in your sworn complaint that bleach had been poured all over the brand new carpet. And yet you just acknowledged that the defendant showed you bleach on the carpet when she moved in.
There was a bleach stain in the master bedroom, which is documented from third-party contractor bids and through email correspondence back at the time that she moved in. I acknowledged that, and I didn't levy any charges. But it was not just a bleach stain on the master bedroom. When we went back in October 5th, it's poured everywhere. It's on every inch of carpet.
Did you pour any bleach anywhere?
Absolutely not.
No, she didn't. She was a good tenant for a very long time. Now, let's get to your counterclaim. When you have an apartment and you have property, this is what you get: renter's insurance. Your counterclaim is for all the things that were taken from your apartment. He's not responsible for that. That's why you have insurance. That's why you should get insurance.
Although he made himself responsible when they came into my home without my acknowledgement the prior day.
Not responsible. He's not responsible for a burglary. I mean, you can try any convoluted, twisted theory that you like, but somebody broke into your apartment. They probably broke in through a window. Probably. He didn't do that. Your building doesn't have a doorman, doesn't have concierge, doesn't have a security network before you can get into the premises. Is that right?
Correct.
Well, I would have renter's insurance if I were you. You have to demonstrate some sort of negligence. And if he promised you a security guard in your lobby and he didn't provide the security guard in your lobby, then maybe you have some cause of action against him.
But had he told me about the prior robbery, I could have came home.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, Miss Williams, renter's insurance. That's what you should have. You're in a new apartment?
Yes.
Get renter's insurance. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The condition that it was left in, there were some cleanliness issues, but...
I have nothing to say.
We can make renter's insurance mandatory so that...
I have absolutely nothing to say.
Renters will...
Absolutely nothing.
...have less ambition to come sue us.
Absolutely nothing to say.
Judge is always fair and...
All righty.
I wish Miss Williams the best.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Green versus Ricks Hudson. Step forward.
24-year-old Angelique Green is suing former friends Katrina Ricks and her daughter, 18-year-old Camisa Hudson, for the return of property and an assault.
Miss Green, how do you know Miss Ricks and Miss Hudson?
Through their daughter. I know her daughter, Ari.
How do you know her daughter?
We used to go to school together.
In what city and state did you used to go to school together?
Chicago.
When did you move from Chicago?
In November of 2013.
Where did you move to?
I moved to Rockford, Illinois.
With whom?
Myself and my son.
And then you wanted to move back to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Like I said, I moved to Rockford by myself, so I really didn't have no one to look after my son
while
I worked.
Well, what brought you to Rockford?
I had found out about some subsidized housing, low income, so I had moved out there for that.
Okay. So when you wanted to move back to Chicago, Miss Ricks and Miss Hudson opened their house to you. You had mm-hmm. no job.
Mm-hmm.
You had a child.
Mm-hmm.
You had no money, and they opened their house to you.
Mm-hmm.
And your agreement was... I'll tell you what your agreement was. I read it in here. Your agreement was that you would immediately start looking for a job. In what month was that?
November, I started looking.
November. That you would immediately start looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got a job, you would start paying them rent because they're not related to you.
Correct.
You're not their child. Yeah. They're not supposed to support you. You're supposed to support yourself. You've got a child,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So far, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, Did you get a job in November?
No.
Did you get a job in December?
No.
Did you get a job in January?
No.
Did you get a job in February?
No.
And who supported you all during that time?
My grandma.
Who paid the rent where you were living?
Well, ma'am, she didn't have rent at the time.
What?
She didn't have rent at the time, ma'am. She was on Section 8.
Oh, good. Then I paid for your rent. Along with Bird. I paid your rent.
Okay.
Now, she's not supposed to have you living in her house if she's in Section 8 housing. Right. She's breaking the rules of Section 8 housing if she brought you in with your kid, right? Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was like, you got to get out of my house. You know, like I said, you can't stay another day. I was like, get your stuff and get out of my house. She was like, I owe you, but you can just have that stuff. I'm gone. I was like, good. Bye. I don't want to see you no more.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angelique Green is suing former friends Katrina Ricks and her daughter, Kamisa Hudson, for property left behind when she moved out. She is also suing for an assault.
So you moved in, you didn't work, lived with them, and who bought food?
I did.
From what?
I do get food stamps through the government, and I do also do hair, so I also was contributing. You know, I wasn't just living there, you know, I wasn't giving anything. I was buying tissue, soap, you know, household needs, and then once my food stamps came on, I was contributing food.
When did you get a job?
I started working June 1st.
November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. That's eight hair for and
clients.
What do you mean just clients? Of course just clients. Where were you doing this hair with just clients?
Well, I would go and meet them. Like, they would hit me up on my Facebook, and I would go to their houses and do their hair.
Okay. And she was doing that, I assume, from the time she moved back. So what happened was they got sort of fed up because they realized that you were actually working and not paying any rent, which had been your agreement. And according to you, they changed the locks and said, bye, and have your furniture in their home. That's what your case is about.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you moved in from wherever you were to Chicago, you brought a bedroom set. What else did she bring?
Everything.
A living room set. She had end tables, lamps.
Rug.
TVs.
Dishes. TVs. Curtains. Like a whole, I refurbished her whole house. It was a two-bedroom apartment that I left. So I literally refurbished her whole house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you want $3,500. For your furniture, and you say that you want damages for pain and suffering from an assault.
Mm-hmm.
Who assaulted you?
Kamisha and her other sisters.
How did they assault you?
Me and her were arguing at the time, and they come into the room, don't talk to my mom like that, all in my hand, their hands in my faces, and like next thing you know, everything went blank. They like literally attacked me, jumped on me.
Do you have hospital records?
No, I have pictures from when the boss fight, because I had a quick weave in at the time. I don't know if you know what that is.
Do you have medical records?
No, I didn't go to the hospital.
Did you go to the doctor?
Like no.
Why not?
I mean, I wasn't thinking to do that, go to the hospital.
Did you
at
call
the time,
the police?
I was just really mad.
Did
no,
you
the
file
police
a police
did show up.
Did you file a police report about
no, because
assault?
They said that I had waited a couple of days, and I guess I was supposed to went to the police station after the fight had happened. It was just a lot going on at the time, so I never did.
When they locked you out, where did you go?
To my grandmother's house.
Is that where you are now?
Yes.
Staying with your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. I'm in the process of trying to move into my own apartment because, like, I'm working now and I've saved up. So that's why I'm, like, trying to either get that back or the, you know, money for it.
How much rent did you pay them all together for the time that you were there?
See, that's the thing. When
No, that's not the thing. That's the thing is not a number.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You probably took this furniture and never paid for it if you don't have proof that you paid for it.
No, it was from errands.
Just show me that you paid it. Why are you looking confused?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angelique Green is suing former friends Katrina Ricks and her daughter, Kamisa Hudson, for property left behind when she moved out. She is also suing for an assault.
Now, how much rent did you pay them for the 8 months that you were living there?
I never paid her anything because the agreement was that she knew my situation. She said that
I didn't
have to pay.
No, don't tell me what she knew. Listen to me, Ms. Green. Don't tell me what she knew.
Okay.
Because her defense is that she confronted you about the fact that you were working and doing hair and leaving the house. And if you were doing hair and leaving the house and making money, you were making money under the table, weren't reporting it to anybody, and they said you should have been contributing to the house. That's what the fight was about. That's what you both agree the fight was about.
Yeah.
And Ms. Rick says that you said, okay, you can keep the furniture. Is that what she said? Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about that.
Okay, I had heard through a mutual friend that she had been working for a couple of months. And when I found that out and she came home, and I'm kind of upset because I've been watching her son while she claims she's out working and looking for a job and doing hair, but she never comes back and gives me nothing. So when she came home, it was like the middle of July, maybe the 14th or the 15th, she came home and I confronted her, and she, you know, she got all rowdy and she was like, I just started working, I ain't make that much money, and I was gonna tell you and this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, you've been living here all these months and I've been taking care of everything, lights, cable, phone, gas. I mean, she may buy tissue every now and then, but you know, everything else I supply. And then I was also watching her son. Every day, she would go out, every day. And so she came in and she was arguing, and two of my daughters was in the other room and they heard her.
Tell me what your daughters heard. Just tell me what she said to you about the furniture.
Oh, okay. Well, she said after the argument, I was like, you gotta get out of my house. You know, I said, you can't stay another day here. I was like, get your stuff and get out of my house. So she had her bag, she had her stuff already in totes. She was living out of totes. So she had her stuff in totes and she left out. I was like, she was like, I owe you, but you can just have that stuff, I'm gone. I was like, good, bye. I don't want to see you no more. Don't come back to my door. It's going to be a problem.
Did she take her son?
Yeah, she took her son, and she took her totes of clothes, and she left. And she said, I can have it.
How old is her son?
He's 5.
Does he go to school?
Yes. I even picked him up from school a couple of times.
What
when
you
she
want
didn't
to say
make it
I just want to say this. Like, I started working in June. I told her the minute I started working, that's how we came up on an agreement of $200, you know, for starting off for July. And when July came, we ended up getting into it. She knew I was working. And I told her the minute I was working, that's how we came up on an agreement.
She's talking about working. Is the light bothering your eyes, Miss Green?
No.
Looks like the light is bothering your eyes. It looked like the light was bothering her eyes? A little bit to me. Now, what did you do with her furniture?
I sold it.
For how much?
For $300.
Who did you sell it to?
To my cousin, my first cousin. We're like, I'm the only child.
Good.
We're like sisters and brothers.
Good. Do you have any receipts?
I'm speaking.
Oh, okay. I want to see the receipts for the furniture.
And can I say another thing?
Receipts for the furniture. You know, I've been around the block a couple of times myself. I sat in family court for a long time.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, show me that you paid for this furniture.
That's the lease agreement right there. That was everything.
I see the lease agreement right here. And this was where you were.
And exactly, that's
all right for me. And I would like to see where you paid on this lease.
That was the lease agreement. That's all I was able to get from Aaron's, because I had rented that from Aaron's and I had a 48-month lease agreement. And that's all they were able to give me.
Show me that you paid it. You moved it to Chicago with the furniture that you bought here. Show me that you paid anything.
Well, that's all I have. That was all.
Well, and I can't help you if that's all you have, madam. You probably took this furniture and never paid for it if you don't have proof that you paid for it.
No, it was from Aaron's.
Just show me that either you bought it or you leased it.
That's the lease agreement right there.
I see the lease agreement. All I want to see are your payments, because then you moved with the furniture. Show me your payments.
It's the same thing. That was all I was able to get, ma'am. I was paying cash for that furniture. That was all I was able to get. There it is right there.
These your payments?
Yes, those were the payments.
But this is the lease agreement. 8/22/2012. I just want you to show me that you paid for the furniture or the lease. Why are you looking confused?
Because that was all they was able to give me, ma'am. I asked them for the information that I need.
Listen to me. Not they. You. Either you write out a check every month for the lease.
No, it was cash payments.
Then you get a receipt. If you in fact paid for it, they give you, if you go into the store and they say, I'm here to pay on my lease, you give them the money, they give you a receipt.
Yeah.
Where is it?
But like I said, I've moved, ma'am. I've lost a lot of information, ma'am. That's all I had.
I'm losing my patience. Goodbye.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Good friends team up to share expenses.
After 2 months, it didn't work out. She wasn't paying her share of the rent and expenses.
I was told we didn't have to.
next, Judge Judy.
She told me I could have the furniture, and I sold it to so I can pay my bills that was past due.
I mean, I don't know. Probably if that's the way they took it, I don't know.
She got a little loud and in my face, and my kids defended their mother.
I don't know.
Nobody should talk to anybody's mother like that.
I really don't even want to say that.
It don't matter what the situation is.